Yeah! We're back. Crap Football Crap Podcast. What? It's been a while. It has been a minute. So we've had a whole Champions League week go by, and I haven't potted, and there's reviews and previews, and things are getting crazy. But what I'm going to focus on is this week's Premier League games. Remember, this is a preview pod for the Premier League. I will reverse it and do the pod, whatever. Remember, this is Crap Football. I am a crap pundit. I am Laurent Cortines, and this is what we are up to. Let's get into a bit of a preamble. So I've been following the Premier League a long time. Now it's getting almost 15 years, whatever. And one of the things I've come to realize is that American sports need a little European juicing. We in our country hold sacrosanct that there should be parity, league over team, and equality. And this whole notion of a draft and all this shit. And we're always worrying, oh, this draft pick, this team is tanking. All this bullshit that we make up in the sort of lieu of protecting the league over team. Now, I didn't grow up in a small market or a small city or a small whatever. So I'm from New York, so maybe this taints my idea. But how about this? How about the league just worry about selling television rights? And the teams do whatever the fuck they want. If a team wants to have a minor league system that goes 15 teams deep, let them. If a team wants to spend $500 million on a player, let them. If a team wants to have its kit be made by the uncle's company instead of Adidas, let them. This oligarchical that the league controls everything is bullshit. Okay? So if the Yankees want to spend $1 billion on payroll, they should be able to. If the Lakers want to spend a half a million dollar 15-year contract on Steph Curry, let them. If the NFL wants, you know, your quarterback to stay forever, all this like communist market dampening bullshit can go away. And don't tell me it's about parity, okay? Somehow European soccer has the same team winning in its countries every year. You just create a new narrative, right? The NBA has had the Warriors basically be the team that's going to win the league the whole time, and no one cares. We follow the narrative, we follow the stories. It's a myth. Having parity in your league is a myth. It's a lie. The fact is, having the Dallas Cowboys be good every year is good for the NFL. Having the Giants be good every year in the NFL is good. Having the Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers and Cardinals be the teams to beat every year is good. What if they simply won every year? You know what? It would be fine because sometimes they wouldn't win. They'd still find reasons to lose, right? What if, you know, instead of us having this draft and whatever, what if the Yankees were signing guys at 16 and there was no draft and we could spend money on American players that we find that are young instead of farming them out to the Dominican Republic? The draft is bullshit. The draft is bullshit. All drafts in every sport are bullshit. They're just a way for teams to save money and get cheap labor. What if, you know, a smart small market team like Green Bay, the Green Bay Packers, seriously had minor league teams scouting every high school from Green Bay down to Iowa, across into Nebraska, and they just became the smartest team at finding young players and had an academy system of players playing their own college sports? How about college sports being bullshit? How about they just become professional? All this stuff with American sports is bullshit. Let's just let the market decide. Let's let all this stuff float. No dampening on fucking players. None of that. What if, and to go even further, what if college sports were simply professional, right? Do you think people would care that it was college students playing? Matt Leinart could have stayed at USC his whole life. He'd be 30 years old and he'd play. Michigan, guys would just stay at Michigan and be professional. They would be 30 years old and wear the Michigan colors. It's already professional. The lie is that it's amateur. Don't we think that if Duke had taken some of its players and been professional, they would have stayed? Christian Laettner might have stayed at Duke until he was 28. So what? Why are we holding on to these myths of amateurism and bullshit? It's all a lie. People would follow the teams anyway. They're professional anyway. It would just be so much more interesting if we had more competitive leagues and, in fact, took college sports and stopped making it amateur and simply made it professional because that's what it is. And then we could go into promotion and relegation and all that stuff. That's a whole other thing that all the sports should have. Now, if you're going to do it this way, you probably need more competitions. So taking from Europe again, what if baseball had a knockout tournament in addition to the regular season? So someone could be the baseball cup champions. Or the NFL, well, maybe not the NFL, or if basketball had a tournament that basically attacked the NCAA tournament. What if there were a 30-team single-game knockout tournament that teams could win that was in the middle of the regular season, happening simultaneously, so that some team could win the championship and some team could win the cup? You might have to get rid of rounds of playoffs, which could be interesting. I don't know. That's my hot sports take that I'm hoping people are interested in. Now on to the football. Preview time. Preview time for the Premier League. Let's see where we are in the Premier League right now. Let's see where we are. We have very few games to go. We have between 6 and 5 games to go, depending on your team. Manchester City has 5. Liverpool has 6. Liverpool are up by 2. City, 2 points, which is very little. And Manchester City have a game in hand. Chelsea are in 3rd on 66. Tottenham in 4th on 64 with a game in hand. Arsenal in 5th with a game in hand. Manchester United in 6th with a game in hand. So all the teams fighting for the top 4, except for Chelsea, have an extra game to play. But Chelsea right now is 2 points ahead. And so that's where the fight is. At the bottom half, Cardiff on 28. Fulham and Huddersfield are already relegated, so they're out of the league. It's between Southampton and Cardiff, both on 32 games played. And Southampton has a 5-point lead, which is going to be difficult for Cardiff to make up. Now the games, what do we got this week? It's really so much about both City and Liverpool simply not losing. They both cannot lose. It's a death struggle and a death match to see which team can hang on. Liverpool played well in midweek, beating Porto. City lost 1-0 to Spurs. You're welcome, Mike Salerno. In Spurs' new stadium in midweek, and we'll do a review video for that. But here's the schedule. Friday, Leicester plays Newcastle. Really nothing on the line there aside from the fact that, ooh, it's a game on Friday. Spurs play Huddersfield. They couldn't play an easier team at home. Huddersfield are down. They're one of the worst teams in Premier League history. Manchester United play West Ham on Saturday. And the big games are going to be on Sunday. Crystal Palace against Manchester City. City staying in London the whole time. So they were just in at Spurs. And then Liverpool at home versus Chelsea. This is another chance for Chelsea to drop, Liverpool to drop points. We'll see where they are. And then on Monday, Arsenal play Watford, who are in the FA Cup final, which is exciting for them. And then there's weirdly a game on Tuesday, which I don't know why there is. But let's go into the big game. Let's check out Liverpool v. Chelsea. I'm just going down to check out some a little bit of statistics here just to see where everyone is. There's a Europa League going on today, if you're interested in that. Big game being Arsenal vs. Napoli. Not really something I care about. But let's check out Liverpool v. Chelsea. Liverpool v. Chelsea is a classic game. There's a little bit of afters here. In 2013, when Liverpool were going for the title that Manchester City won, this is the famous slip game where Steven Gerrard fell down and Demba scored. This was not, it wasn't the game that killed Liverpool's season, but it was one of the games in the run-in that did cause a problem. It was a tricky tie there. Chelsea v. Liverpool. There's not much between these teams. Chelsea on 66, Liverpool on 82. Chelsea will have, they're both playing in midweek. Chelsea will have 2 days extra to rest. And that is that. This is a chance for Liverpool to drop points. And we need Chelsea to pull this shit out. One more time, Chelsea. One more time. Ruin the Scousers' lives. One more time. Liverpool come off a win versus Porto. Chelsea are playing Slava Prague. Chelsea just beat West Ham 2-0 with an amazing goal. And they beat Brighton and they beat Cardiff. So Chelsea are playing well at the moment. Their last loss was to Everton. Liverpool's last loss was, they only have one loss. So they're on a winning streak. They had a draw a few games ago versus Everton 0-0, which was a big draw because it got points to City. So that's that game. And then the other game is Crystal Palace versus Man City. Man City just played a really weird game versus Spurs, but Crystal Palace have been a bogey team for City. They beat City at City earlier in the year during that little blip they had when they lost two games. But City basically have been relatively unbeaten until last week until Spurs beat them. But I expect City will bring the teams together. Basically, no team can lose. No team can lose. And then Arsenal play on Monday. United have West Ham. So we're just trying to see if teams can hold serve. There's really not much to play for. It's all in this top four fight. Top four being important because, one, you get about $75 million for making it to the Champions League. And then the second piece is a lot of team sponsorship deals are really based on the Champions League being in the Champions League. So there's a lot of money on the line. It's not really the glory. I mean, these teams play for money. And so it's really about prestige, being able to recruit players to play in Europe. Europe's the biggest stage because they know everyone watches. If you pay attention to the Champions League and you're on Twitter for any reason, you can see it. I mean, you know, Champions League games trend on Twitter, meaning the world is watching, and you get people from Africa and all around the world. So that's why teams go for that. Really, we're just focused on Liverpool and City here for who's going to win the league. City are unbeaten in the league. Liverpool are basically unbeaten all year. They have one loss to City, and City have this little blip in the middle of the season, but otherwise, neither of them have lost for months. And we'll see who finishes out in the top four. Not a tremendous amount more to cover there. More interesting for just who's going to blink first. This is one of the greatest Premier League seasons of all time. in terms of the race. We're likely going to have two teams that earn over 90 points in a season. That's never happened in a single season. City scored 100 points last year, which was incredible. No team had ever done that. And a team is going to lose the Premier League with over 90 points. So for the Liverpool fans who've been waiting 29 years to win, in any other season, Liverpool would be 20 points clear and winning the league, and it would be a romp. It's just, of course, Liverpool's luck that the one season that they have the greatest season that they've ever had ever in their lives is literally probably the greatest Premier League team chasing them. If City win this, their legacy will be that they are the greatest Premier League team of all time in a short period, right? So Alex Ferguson's United had periods where they won three in a row. They won two in a row. You know, they had different, there were different incarnations of the Man United side that won. But this team, this Pep team, if City can pull this out, will be considered the greatest Premier League team of all time. Having won with 100 points and then having been pushed to the very edge with Liverpool and scoring over 90 points again. It would be incredible. Pep is used to this kind of thing with Barca and Real. Happened in a couple of seasons there where, you know, they both were, you know, both scored over 100 goals. Both were neck and neck to the end of the year. Never happened when he was at Bayern where, you know, there was never any close leagues. Bayern just won the league, no problem. But to win a second Premier League for City will be huge. So we'll see what happens on the weekend, and you will get your review video on Monday, and I'll speak to you guys then. That was Crap Football. I am a crap pundit, and this was a crap podcast, and I will speak to you later.